Station 8. Perpetrators, Profiteers, Bystanders. On the wall with the portraits, a vertical black stripe separates the victims of persecution and their few helpers from the perpetrators, profiteers, and bystanders. We would also like to introduce you to some of the latter. They were, after all, responsible for what happened here in the abattoir and later in the ghettos. The deportations involved work sharing, which resulted in many people being involved. You can see Luther, the director of the abattoir, who offered the Gestapo the use of the cattle market hall. Blumich was the official face of the organization which oversaw the application of punitive tax measures and the expropriation of Jewish property. Windgassen was an administrative civil servant and deputy mayor of Riga. Riga Ghetto was on his patch. Captain Gerke was an officer in the uniform police who guarded two deportation trains, one to Izbica and one to Theresienstadt. He had a commando of 15 policemen to assist him. And lastly, you have a choice of Gestapo functionaries. Some are senior, for example, Albert and Breda, both lawyers. Both were from time to time seconded to the occupied territories and ordered mass executions. In Dusseldorf, they directed the powerful Gestapo organization. In contrast, Pütz was a simple Gestapo functionary, a member of the so-called Jewish Affairs Department. Many of the Dusseldorf Jews had a difficult time with him. After the war, the few survivors testified to the brutal and hate-filled manner in which he performed his work. Gestapo officer Wertholz is a special case. During the war, he was a member of the Gestapo in Minsk and took part in numerous mass killings of Jews. After the war, he remained unchallenged at first, but unlike many of his Gestapo comrades, he did not return to police duties. He found work as a simple labourer at the abattoir. In 1960, he was arrested there on suspicion of war crimes, but for health reasons, the proceedings were abandoned. The archive contains many other such examples of perpetrators who, either here or in the occupied territories, participated in the persecution and murder of the Jewish population. However different was their level of responsibility, their evidence after the war bore every similarity to the others when they appeared before a tribunal. Either they could not remember anything or had known nothing, and they purported to have carried out only those orders for which they took no responsibility. Altogether, only a fraction of the Nazi criminals were brought to justice. The legal pursuit of Nazi criminals is one of the darkest chapters in Germany's post-war history.